It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 68 degrees out there, 8:22 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you've been into, you've been wondering about violence in hospitals and violence in the VA centers, we're here talking about that. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, the North State's nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street, which is right behind the Cypress Square, shopping center, located in there. Give them a call at 244-9141. 244-9141. I tell you what, Orchard Nutrition, what great people they are there. Our guest is Sergeant Brian Rice, and he heads up the security at the VA clinic here. What we're doing is going through all the departments of the VA once a month. When a different department comes in, we talk to them on anything from pharmacy to admission, to rules, to the healthcare there, to the physicians themselves, the different groups. So try and give all of our veterans the latest on what's happening down there. What would you say your biggest problem is? Is there even a huge problem down there at the VA, Sergeant?
I wouldn't say there are huge problems. I say the biggest challenge we have is, when people don't, for lack of a better term, jump through the hoops to get their prescriptions on time and such, they take it out on the system. That's definitely the biggest frustration. They expect to come in and say, hey, I forgot to do this. I need my medication right now. Well, lots of times it doesn't work like that, especially with narcotics. And that's where our biggest challenge is. I like to tell people, and for those of you that are listening, if you do get your medication from the VA, as I do, as soon as you get that shipment in the mail, call that 800 number or your next prescription. They're not going to ship it immediately. They're going to put it in a queue so the computer knows when you should be out, and then the medication will show up in your mailbox. And when it does show up, call the number again. It's a never-ending thing.
You know, you would think, Brian, I would learn that after so many years.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I finally broke that code because I'd be sitting there and be going, here it is. And so you call in, and they say five to 7 days. They mean it.
You only get shipped out of Nashville.
Yeah, and they did tell me, because we had the pharmacist on here, and she said, if it's a life, you know, if it's one of the life ones, like, I don't know, high blood pressure or whatever other ones they give, you can get a 5 or 6 day supply.
Right,
they will give that to you. There's no questions asked. But if it's something like vitamins or something, you forget that. I mean, you're not going to get that until you call it in.
Right.
It's not life-threatening. But if it's a life-threatening drug, from what I understand, they will take care of
that. Correct. They'll give a partial at the window.
They'll give a partial at the window. But it's got to be something that's pretty serious. But we talked about other hospitals. I was amazed at the violence that I saw in hospitals. I mean, shootings in the – I can see shootings in the emergency rooms because gang members are in there. But there have been deaths on wings up where somebody walks in and either they commit suicide or they kill somebody in their family. That there's violence in hospitals.
And that's true. I mean, just like at the courthouse, you see people think felony court is the worst place to be. Actually, from what I understand, the domestic division of the courthouse, you have the emotions run high. It's a very stressful environment. It's the same way in a hospital. When people come into the clinic or the hospital, it's usually not on their best day. Stress runs high. people don't react to that. They're not able to function or deal with stuff as they normally can. And sometimes the reactions are harmful or fatal to others.
And the part that I saw was, you know, and you looked at the ages of the people doing it, and the ages ranged from the young to people in their 80s. And get involved in violence in hospitals and the VA clinics and the, but just, you know, across, you know, because the statistics were in, I think, all medical facilities that you gave me. But I was surprised at the age. I mean, older people that you wouldn't, you know, that, brought a gun in and killed somebody in their family or killed themselves right there. I guess the largest problem you just said is people about the meds in this. The VA clinic itself is it seems like it's always moving. That the people in there, I don't see anybody. I haven't seen anybody really be upset in there. But then again, I'm not there 8 hours a day and all that. And I come in, and kind of wander through.
Exactly.
I'm oblivious half the time.
So. I have people ask me all the time, usually on a daily basis, why are you here? Why is the need here? I'm like, well, stick around for a while and you'll be able to figure it out. And that's generally true. I mean, there can be days when nothing will happen. And then, you know, I'll have 7 reports in one day, you know, anything from people acting out to, stuff missing, you know, basically. We recently had an assault on a staff member. I obviously I don't get the whole gamut that, you know, RPD gets out on the street and everything, but sometimes it gets a little interesting.
Well, you had somebody down at the annex. You had, it wasn't even a patient. It was, a transient or?
Correct. There was a transient. I was walking up doing a check on the annex. I noticed a man, sleeping with his leaning against the wall. I tried to wake him up. About the third time he woke up, looked at me, threw out a couple, obscenities, and it basically went downhill from there. Luckily, once it did become physical, I called RPD. They were Johnny on the spot. They got there, right after I got him cuffed up, and it turned out, you know, he had a couple warrants and everything. So, I cited him for the federal charges, and, they took him for his warrants.
Is it more dangerous than it was 5 years ago?
I would have to say, yeah. Based on, in this reporter's opinion, life in general is, you know. As you said, we have people coming back that can't work stuff out as well as they used to be able to, no fault of their own. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to have the gift of gab. Talk them down, build a rapport. The rapport you build at the beginning when you first meet someone, it's going to have a huge, I mean, just a cascading effect down the road. Should something, you know. Make them mad.
First 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. First 5 minutes, you know, is your whole career. You know, or 5 minutes is, it's a story. If everything's going good that 5 minutes when somebody walks in, you're okay after that because nobody believes that you could do anything wrong after that. On the other hand, the worst 5 minutes of your life, everybody thinks you can't ever do anything after that. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sergeant Brian Rice, this heads up security at the Veterans Clinic. We're going to come back and finish up our morning with the sergeant. And, we got a couple of things we want to talk about as far as, violence in the clinics, violence in the medical field there. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The man who says he's the leaker of the NSA information is out of a job, according to contracting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. Edward Snowden, last seen in Hong Kong, currently facing no charges in the U.S.
It was colleagues who complained they never knew about the National Security Agency's phone and internet surveillance programs. New York Republican Peter King says
they could have gotten a briefing whenever they wanted to.
King and all other members of the House who show up will get a closed-door briefing later today.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, senators getting their briefing Thursday. Immigration reform, the focus of the president's remarks this morning. First votes in the full Senate on whether or not debate will move forward on immigration overhaul set for this afternoon. And former South African President Nelson Mandela remains in serious but stable condition.
Security has been stepped up around the hospital. Mandela, aged 94, was admitted on Saturday with a recurring lung infection.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Let Freedom Ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby. Plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Veterans get discounts. Seniors get discounts. Man's Last Stronghold. If you want to get a haircut, why not at Man's Last Stronghold? I'm going down there today to get my hair cut. And DC Tim and the Man in Black. Hey, our guest is Sergeant Brian Rice, who heads up the security team at the Veterans Clinic here. We're talking about hospitals in general and the clinics on how to and some of the situations he sees down there. But one of the things that that you tell all the new patients or the new people who've signed up for the VA. I shouldn't say patients. You've signed up for the VA. I don't know if your term is patients or what, but you're a member of the VA clinic there. But you give, you tell people what they can bring in and what they can't. And this is non-negotiable.
That's correct. Two Mondays a month, we have new patient orientation. And my part of it, just lasts a couple minutes. It's basically quick and to the point. First things, please don't bring any weapons on property. Well, I say please, but, the please is basically silent. No guns, no knives, no pepper spray, nothing like that. Even if you have a CCW, don't bring it on property. Don't leave it in the car. Service animals, if you have a need for them, if they're a legitimate service animal, please bring them on property. One thing that people should realize is the ADA sets the standard for service policies, but it also sets the standard where federal agencies have to develop their own procedures. Being that the VA is a medical facility, if the animal provides a function for the person, you know, for seeing impaired person, hearing impaired person, detects the onset of hypoglycemia, seizures, stuff like that, please bring it on property. But the people who think they're, for lack of a better term, Paris Hilton dog is a service animal, that's where it gets a little gray, and that's where we try to make sure that there's actually a need for the dog without impeding the person's rights to have that animal. Marijuana, if you have a 215 card in California, good for you. Toke it up at home. Do not bring it on property. The federal government doesn't recognize the medical qualities of marijuana. Therefore, it's against the law to have it on any federal leased or controlled property. So please don't bring it on property. It's just more paperwork for me.
Anything else?
That pretty much covers it.
So you can't bring, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can't leave it in the car when you go in there because it's on federal property?
No weapons on VA leased or controlled property.
Okay. I didn't know that. I knew the post office were really big on that, but VA clinics, oh, okay. Whoa, my goodness. I'll just, you know, give it to that guy walking by.
Hey, he'll probably hold
you
it for
you. You with the grocery cart. Brian, holding this for me for I'll be out in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, Brian, are you glad you came there? Do you feel like, I mean, what do you think about the clinic itself? I mean, is it, to me, it seems like an upbeat place.
You know, it is. I mean, I've been going to the VA ever since I got out of the military in 95. I enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie. I enjoy, you know, talking to the vets. I had a guy, great guy about 2 years ago. He was probably pushing his mid 80s. He told me a story. He was set to get out of the Navy on December 8th, 1941.
Oh.
Yeah. A little thing called Pearl Harbor happened and he ended up staying in. He said, you know, I didn't do much for my country. I was in 13 major naval battles. And he said, that's pretty much it. I did my job. I was like, sir, I'd be willing to debate that with you. And we have people like that every day. They come in, they don't think they did much, but they really played a part in the security of our country.
Well, you know, this greatest generation, and you talk to them, and, you know, Bob McIntosh, he enlists when he's 14 in the Marine Corps, lands in Tarawa at age 15. It's a 3-day battle. On the end of the second day, he's wounded. He goes back. His mom doesn't even know if he's alive. And because of the mail and all this, and, you know, he writes to her and that, oh, okay, you know, so that's good. He goes back 2 more major campaigns and he gets out of the Marine Corps as a staff NCO at age 17.
Incredible.
After the war.
Incredible. Ben Lambert, our security officer over there, his dad flew with the Fighting 100th over Europe. He was a bomber pilot, not a gunner, not a co-pilot. He was a pilot at, I want to say, 19 years old. That's just, it's incredible that people, the age of the people and the responsibility they had, it's night and day.
And then now today you see, I actually had somebody say something. What do you want from me? I'm only 28 years old.
Yeah.
And I looked at them when they said that. And all I could think of was 18-year-olds leading patrols out.
Yep.
You know, exactly. Life and death patrols. And you're 28 years old and what do you want from me? How about responsibility?
Exactly.
Well, anyway, that's not what we're here for today. But, we're here with Sergeant Brian Rice, who's been telling us about security at the VA. Any closing thoughts here, Brian?
I really hope people will get from this, you know, that when you're at the VA, it's going to be frustrating sometimes. I get frustrated. Like I said, I've been a patient there for almost 20 years now. Not at this particular VA, but VA-wide. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to get upset. But please, you know, keep your demeanor, keep your bearing, if you would, while you're there. It makes it more pleasant for you. It makes it more pleasant for the rest of the patients. It just makes it more pleasant for everybody so everybody can get better care. No one wants a distraction.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the thing is where you feel for people and you know stuff people have gone through, but you just got to keep it together.
Exactly.
On that.
Exactly. And I have to keep that in mind also, what people have gone through, you know, and that's why I said the gift of gab comes in handy. Talk to people, you know, talk them down if I have to. I'd much rather do that than, like I said, put pen to paper.
How many tickets do you write a year? Just as a final thought, sir.
The last month and a half, I've written probably 6, but there were 2, well, I'd say probably 7, 3 different people.
Okay, and a ticket does what?
There's a couple different things. It depends on the offense. The guy that resisted me a couple weeks ago at the clinical annex, he got a money ticket for drunk on VA property or under the influence on VA property, knife longer than 3 inches, blade, and resisting, which was mandatory court. The first 2 were money. had another guy, assault. He got a mandatory court plus a drunk on property.
Now, do they get these tickets here? I mean, do the police come in and take them? Or do you,
it depends. I mean, most of the time it's cite and release. Okay. Even if it's a mandatory court, it's cite and release.
And now,
if they have warrants.
Do you have to go to court then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If they have warrants, I'll call RPD. I'll call my people down at Mather. They'll run them. If they have warrants, I'll call RPD and they'll come and pick them up.
Okay. So a ticket and release. And if it's worse than that, then the police will come in and take somebody.
If it's worse than that, I'll probably have to transform to the marshals down in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
If it's this is a federal,
this is a federal thing. Yeah.
Correct. If it's such an egregious thing, hopefully I don't have to run into that.
Yeah, I have the feeling that you keep it probably as low level as you possibly can.
I try.
Hey, our guest has been Sergeant Brian Rice. He heads up the security there at our Veterans Clinic, and a lot of good information here from Brian. The big thing, of course, is no concealed weapons on the property, no knives coming in there, service animals only, and the fact is that we're here working together, and the VA wants to give you good service, and that let's keep our military bearing while we're in there. Okay?
Well put.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, Bob Koraluk here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. Voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 68 degrees out there, going up to 85, 8:45 in the morning. Hey, you've got a reprieve. That's right. You have a reprieve. The temperature is only in the mid-80s, but it's still hot in your car. But it's coming back. It was 112. You remember 112 on Saturday? That's why you need to give somebody by the name of Martin and Alliance Heating and Air a phone call, 221-2642. installation, repairs, emergency calls, or routine maintenance. They will come out there and make sure your air conditioner, your swamp cooler, whatever you need to stay at least a livable, comfortable, they can do that. They can fix it. Any make, any models. And they can, you know, service it all. Been around since 1992. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm telling you what. We use them. Bad Bob, hop in here. You've used Alliance Heating and Air. They put a whole system in for you.
They did an absolutely great job. And the thing is, you're letting somebody into your house who, you know, that can give you pause in a lot of, because they're invading your space. Are they going to leave a mess? Are they going to chop holes in the wall? Or are they going to cut through something vital? You know, you have some trust issues here. These guys were absolute professionals. Cleaned up their mess. The installation is clean, has worked like a champ. I recommend them wholeheartedly.
221-2642. Bad Bob, I didn't realize you had these paranoid problems here, letting people in your house. You never invited me to your house. I mean, you still let everybody else come in your house, you know, and let them walk on through and all this.
What are you hiding back there? A visitor and letting somebody come in and spending, you know, time poking around in your attic and wandering through your house and people you don't know. And we were actually at you know, we actually would have to go do things and trust these people to lock up and whatever, you know, so.
Well, you know, same thing with State Granite, with Mike Huber over there. We left for 3 days and gave them the house. There was no parties that we know of, and, but the place was completely transformed. Hey, the U.S. officials say, you know, are you really upset about having your internet, you know, all your internet messages and all your phone calls being looked at? Well, guess what? The U.S. government does not care. They're going to continue to do it.
We are protecting you.
A senior official, intelligence official said there are no plans to end this, the secretive surveillance systems. You know, over the U.S. spy programs that track phone and internet messages around the world. They said the programs causing the global uproar revealed by this guy Snowden. Now, everybody wants Manning. This guy Manning, Bradley Manning, the PFC turned loose 20,000 documents. He wasn't a whistleblower. He just was turning that stuff loose. They want him to hang. And this guy Snowden, who's a 29-year-old employee of the government, Booz Allen, he's a contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. I think I've worked for Booz Allen a couple of times. He's in Hong Kong, but she says that she accuses Snowden of committing an act of treason and said he should be prosecuted. Well, there's a lot of people upset over what the National Security Agency is doing that targets suspicious foreign messages. Do you go to suspicious foreign messages at all?
You know, in the stuff that I get involved with in the gaming world, I have contacts in many different countries, and I'm wondering, is some random comment, some random person I've contacted who has contacted somebody else, and you know, it's like unprotected sex. You're with everybody that person's ever been with. Is maybe one of these people I've talked to involved in something, and it's going to come back on me? All of a sudden, I'm scratching my head going, you know, how do you protect yourself? Just never talk to anybody?
Well, that's it. And, you know, the thing about it is the program gathers hundreds of millions of U.S. phone records to search for possible links to known terrorists. And the other allows the government to tap into 9 U.S. internet companies and gather all communications to detect suspicious behavior. And Director James Clapper of the National Intelligence Director, he's declassified some of the previously top secret details to tell people what's going on. But the bottom line is we're not stopping. But here's the good point. One of the congressmen said this. The reason people are upset is they don't trust Congress. They don't trust the government. There's a good reason for that. They don't trust the government because once they start gathering this, we've been told so much crap. You know, oh, Guantanamo Bay is going to go away. Oh, the Patriot Act, we're going to rein that in. Oh, we're getting out of Afghanistan. Oh, we're changing things so that, you know, it'll never become company's too big to fail. We're going to take care of Wall Street. We're going to do all these things. All are lies. We're going to take care of the veterans. Lies. There are more people, there are more records backed up in the VA right now than there were 5 years ago when Obama took over. What's he done? What's he done about Guantanamo? What's he done about the war in Afghanistan? Oh, gosh, we're ending the war. Well, that's after you put 30,000 people more in there. What do you expect to get out of Afghanistan, Mr. President? What? But these are things, this is why the government, you know, you don't trust the government because they lie to us. Obamacare, the biggest lie of all. If you want to keep your doctor and your health care plan, you'll be able to do it. A lie. Many people are having to change. Oh, you're going to save money. A lie. In Ohio, they see that a bipartisan group saw that their health cost for their people and people in many of these plans were going up 160%. 160%. How is that saving you money? How is that, it will not affect the middle America income. I will not raise the taxes. Lies. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Hannah and Brianna here.
On behalf of the Reading Rodeo Association, we would like to thank all of our sponsors, volunteers, and our community near and far for helping us make the first ever Champions Challenge a huge success.
We look forward to seeing our rodeo fans new and old, May 14th through 17th, 2014.
Stay tuned for more Hannah and Brianna Rodeo news updates.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, ReadingRodeo.com, YouTube, and Twitter.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hey, baseball fans, Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7 as the Colt 45s take on Petaluma's Top Speed Baseball. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Our last segment here, 8:55 in the morning, 68 degrees. What's it going to look like today and tomorrow, Bob? Because we got the fair starting tomorrow and the kids get in free.
You could not possibly ask for better fair weather. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, low in the 60s. Oh, going to sleep good. And then Wednesday, sunny, a high near 85. And right now, 69 beautiful degrees, and it's starting to inch up a little bit. Report brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Thursday is pizza night, and of course, great food, ambiance, award-winning wines up there. 474-5546 for reservations. Anselmo Vineyards, our friends up there. Tomorrow, of course, Wednesday is Kids Day at the District Fair. Children 12 and under free. Thursday, Seniors Day, 62 and over free. I'm not quite old enough, but Bad Bob can get in there. Senior 62 and over. Of course, Friday is Cattleman's Day. Saturday, the last day. Remember, we're not doing Sunday. We're not doing Sunday at the fair. It's over on Saturday, but, you know, big, they've got auto racing, demolition derby. Oh my gosh, they've got it all at the Shastik, district fair. Okay. Bad Bob. You know, last night we were, having dinner with some friends, and it got around to concealed carry and, you know, and weapons, and the, we have such an eclectic group, you know, from surgeons to stockbrokers and everything. And one of the ladies said, you know, would we have been talking about carrying concealed weapons 5 years ago, 6 years ago? And I thought about that, and I don't know. What do you think? I said, you know what? I don't think we were 5 or 6 years ago talking about it.
Not as openly as we are now. I've had one off and on for several years, but just in the last couple of years, both I and my wife thought, you know what, we really do need to get the paperwork before it becomes harder.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, when you live in other areas, like you live in San Diego, yeah. or if you live down in L.A. area or something like that, it's like you don't get one. You will not get one because it just make it too hard. And up here that you can get it. And so the thoughts on it is, you know, is part of it is because you can get a concealed carry. Well, let's go to the phones and ask Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I heard that Obama is going to, when he said everybody's going to keep their same doctors and everything, and if there any doctor that was in business as a doctor 4 years ago when Obama came into office can't go out of business. They won't let him.
Oh.
Stay in and treat people, whether he wants to or not.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know if that's true, Jim, because the only reason I say that is because I know in the last year they've had like 18, 19 doctors right here in Reading quit. So
yeah, but they'll make them come back in and back into service again, and they don't care if they go broke.
That?
They'll make them go back and do it anyway.
Huh. I know that we were talking to a doctor's last couple of days, and one of them said that, you know, he doesn't take Medicare. He doesn't take Medi-Cal. He's, you know, he says he loses money. He says, if I just took Medi-Cal, if I took a lot of Medi-Cal and Medicare patients, I would have to shut down. So yeah. He doesn't take that type of insurance. It's, and there's reasons. And that what you've got to watch out for is not so much is that they're saying doctors can't leave. They're going to force doctors into taking these pay and taking the pay and working as for the government. That's where it's going to. It's going to get to there, Jim, if somebody doesn't stop this.
That's right. But the thing is, do you think Obama cares whether they make any money or not?
They don't care.
They don't care.
The whole idea is control. Don't ever think it's not about control of the American people. Because you control their medical care, you control them. And it's the same thing with education.
Yep.
The education, medical care, and this. Anyway, we got to run.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
It's all about control, my friend. And you've got control. It is. I mean, it's once you control the medical care, that you've got to go into certain ones, and then the food supplies. And you know what? People laugh at Agenda 21. I laughed at Agenda 21, but I'm starting to see things that they're starting to herd the cattle. And it's like Dr. Piyush Dhanuka said, you want to be a cow or the cowboy? We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Congress is about to learn more on the classified surveillance recently leaked to the public. The first of two closed-door briefings happens today, but some lawmakers are already calling for more public disclosure. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Eight senators are introducing a bill that would make public the opinions of the secret court that authorized the mass mining of Americans' internet and telephone data. And one of those senators, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, is questioning the veracity of the Director of National Intelligence. At a hearing 3 months ago, James Clapper denied the government was doing Edward Snowden exposed. Wyden says Clapper had a day to prepare that answer because he gave Clapper the question the day before. Clapper denies that he misled the Senate, Lisa.
Rich, thanks. A Senate vote later today on whether to move immigration reform forward.
My administration's done what we can on our own.
The president urging Congress to act. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more live.